Blog Talk Radio.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and I have the handsome James Acevedo tonight. If
Thank
this is
you
your first time listening, you're in for
Thank
a sexual freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. That's right. You heard me correctly. You're a sexy V. Oh, my God. Tonight's topic, I ain't got one. We're going to see it. Maybe James got one. I ain't got one.
yeah. Because, I don't think we're going to go over shit talkers again, right? We did last time.
Nah.
First of all, it's glad that we both actually on at the same time for the first time in 2 weeks. I like that. Everything went out smoothly this time. That's good. That's good. I like that. Everything on point. We're ready to go. And, you know, I mean, you can talk about anything right now as far as, you know, when it comes to this show anyway. Thursday's a different show.
Yeah,
this show is all about.
Yeah, Thursday is different.
Yeah, as you say, sex and more sex.
It's all about sex.
Yes,
you know how it goes. And I can incorporate sex into anything.
Yes. How about people that are like pathological liars, and they lie so much that they believe in their own shit. You know what I mean? We deal with people like that all the time. I know we've come across.
Oh yeah.
You know. And you know when somebody's, you know, full of shit, you know, depending if you, especially
you
when you're in the workplace, you know what I mean?
Tall tales, you know, back in the day, we said they were telling tall tales. I know some of y'all be like, what's the difference? A tall tale is a nice way of being a person who's fake.
Yeah.
Just don't know how to tell the truth. But we call it, you know, if you go by what the old folks say, they telling tall tales, you know, and these people normally believe what they're saying. That's the other thing, you know. It's not just that they telling lies. If you look at that person and you ask them to repeat it, they will swear to you.
Yeah.
Either they didn't say it or if they did say it, but it's the truth, but they'll expand on it. So
they
really believe what they say.
Yeah, they're basically non-licensed lawyers.
Yeah.
Very good at it, just they don't make money off it. Actually, some of these pathological guys can make careers out of it if they're smart. You know, like if you're,
like
I would say, a lawyer, car salesman, a telemarketer, a sex caller.
Those are pathological liars. I think to be a telemarketer, you have to be a very good pathological liar because we won't get it. We can talk about that in a minute. But tonight's guest, if you guys have been following, was supposed to be eye candy reseller, Sammy from, oh God, what's the name of her business?
Sammy.
Okay. I just fucked up.
You know, what's the person name again?
Quality Home Products. But she, unfortunately won't be on tonight, but, you know, we're going to talk about eye candy tonight, you know. Don't think that y'all not going to hear about this stuff. You guys don't know about eye candy. You will tonight, and you'll get a lot of good information. So, You know, it's unfortunate that Sammy wasn't able to come with us tonight, but you know, as they said, we still got it going on. But I gotta let you guys know that if you want to Thursday night, for those of you who have not been listening, we have the Ask Miss V Sports show. Yes, Ask Miss V has been changed to Ask Miss V Sports. And for all you fools who said, bitch, you don't know sports, yes, I do. But it's not just Asking Me Sports. We have James, who is on with us on Thursday. So y'all get two nights so we get that damn accent hit.
Yeah.
You know, you want to try to figure out, is he Latina? Is he Puerto Rican? What the hell is it? You know, I know y'all want to know. I know y'all do.
I thought everybody knew
already. Ask them.
Yeah.
They don't know. You
they
know
don't.
They
who don't know? What are the names of these people?
You know they don't know.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
Now they'll be up there listening.
Yeah.
And,
hope we didn't lose listeners.
You know,
I said I was Puerto Rican.
You know, but if anything, we should have gained some, because at least we know your ass don't need a green card. Damn, hello. I'm going to be in trouble for that one. Oh, I'm going to be in trouble for that comment.
There goes our Mexican followers. Oh, shit, I just looked at the Twitter page. We just lost over 500 followers, just that comment alone. And that all came from next door to my house, too. Damn, not good, not
okay.
good.
Okay.
Wow, and I thought I was a comment.
Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. You know, y'all know I know my history, so y'all know that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, so they don't require no documentation.
Yeah.
So when you see them, you don't say you Mexican and you illegal. You say you Puerto Rican and say, damn, why the hell are you here when y'all live on such a beautiful island? That's what you say.
I was born here. I was born in New York, so I'm a New York Rican, as they say.
But, you know, New York truly is the melting pot, you know, because what is it, Jamaica, Queens, for the longest, y'all going to call me ignorant. Guess what, for the longest, when they come saying Jamaica, Queens, I was like, damn, why do everybody keep saying you got to have a passport to go to Jamaica when Jamaica's in New York?
I didn't think about it like that. I used to remember as a kid that I used to actually thought the New York Knicks played at Knickerbocker Avenue. How silly is that? Made sense
hey,
to me in my head.
But you know what? But how does it sound to me saying Jamaica, Queens is where Jamaica is, you know, versus...
Yeah. Well, it's almost the same as what I just said, exactly, you know. You go, oh, and they're all, well, we have a lot of, like you said, this is one of the biggest melting pots, you know, next to, like, Chicago or, like, even, you know, Los Angeles got some sort of melting pot also. You know, we got Asian, we got, you know, all Spanish, you got all black, you know, everything. I think that's what makes the city unique. I mean, we have over, like, 8 million plus living here? Jesus Christ.
that's
a lot of damn
that's
people.
Just on the damn and that's just on the damn island. He ain't even got into the boroughs yet.
Yeah, yeah, no, but that's like, we're not even talking about Long Island. It's just the five boroughs alone. It's like, I think Brooklyn alone has always been the fourth largest city in America. Just Brooklyn alone is the fourth largest city in America. So that says a lot. And they have like
but
at
the
least
true NYC, when you look at how many people are actually in NYC itself,
yeah.
I mean, shit, NYC got more people than most damn states got.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, Rhode Island probably has what, like 10 people?
They got that many now?
Yeah, I guess.
I thought it was still five.
All white, of course. No. I don't know.
No, they, you know what? They got some black folks there. I didn't check them out. Even Connecticut, okay, I can't remember if it's Connecticut or Massachusetts, but Rick Mahorn is actually from one of those states.
Ah, Rick Mahorn.
And I thought, and I thought that was the whitest fucking states in the world until I found that out.
Well, Alaska gotta be the whitest.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody going to a cold ass fucking state like Alaska. Fuck
you know
that.
What? I got folks who've been offering to go there because you know they pay you to live in Alaska.
Well, how much
you get
is
a
paid?
Check every year for living in Alaska? No, it's a nice little check. I mean, it ain't no tens and thousands. Well, I think they get about $10,000-$12,000 a year for living there.
What is it for, like
they
the oil
do? They get a
subsidy.
Yep.
What is it
they
for?
Get a subsidy for living there.
Mm.
It's for the oil. It's for the subsidy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And all Alaska residents. Well, you know what? Think about it. You could go there, and you could fuck your sister, your cousin, and your brother in the same damn day and not know it.
And no one would know.
Because they all the same damn
nowhere.
Person.
Nah, and
they all the same person, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucked up for that. I'm making Alaska sound more like
we
the fucking country. But
listeners and Alaskan listeners, if we had any. We had like probably two at least, maybe. Nah, I wouldn't do that shit. Nah. I don't like to live obscure in the middle of the woods out of nowhere. Nah, I don't know. I think even Jason could reach me there.
You didn't go to Alaska when you was in the service?
Hell no. Nah, I was on that
you
side.
You didn't even fly through Alaska?
No. I was more from, just went west, east. Just went from when I got a boot camp a long time ago, 1993, got out of Orlando, and I came back home a little bit before I had to report to duty in Portugal. And I went there.
Oh, so your ass went.
Fucking long-ass fucking flight, 9 hours, playing a fucking Tom Cruise movie that made me hate him for the rest of my life.
Did you fly on the Flying Tiger?
It might have been. It was definitely with his wife. Look, it wasn't his wife.
No, I'm talking about the airline. There's an airline called Flying Tiger.
Oh, no.
I know y'all said, what the fuck is Flying Tiger? Actually, for those of y'all who don't know, the military actually charters when you have a large group of military personnel going overseas.
Oh, really?
To different countries. Back when I was in, which is only a little bit before, we flew out of, I think it was St. Louis. Don't nobody quote me on that because I can't remember the exact airport. I know it wasn't Kennedy. But we flew out of an airport, and we were on a 747, and it was called the Flying Tiger.
Really?
And okay. I think that's when people realized that I've been a diva all my fucking life because bitch got on the plane with a carry-on with all her damn makeup and her hair rollers and her eye curlers. I'm the only fucking damn bitch-ass sailor who gets on the plane. I took off my uniform jacket. I made sure that it was hung up nicely because that's when you can still hang stuff on planes. When we were about an hour from landing in Okinawa, because my now ex-husband, but I did not know he was going to be a future husband, and he was my sponsor, but we knew each other from A school. And I made sure that while we were on the flight, I actually rolled up my hair. I pulled out my rollers, and I rolled my hair, and I threw my scarf on, and I slept on that damn 14-hour-ass flight. But when they said we were like an hour from landing, I got up, and I went into the bathroom, because that's when bathrooms and I took my rollers out of my hair, and I put my makeup and everything on tastefully, because I was in the service, and I was still in uniform, and made sure I looked damn good coming off that flight. I looked damn good coming off that flight in Okinawa, Japan, but it was on a Flying Tiger.
Yeah. And you were an enlisted? Oh, you were an officer. You were an enlisted
I was
soldier,
enlisted.
Right? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was enlisted.
Yeah, I didn't get no special treatment like that. I went out and coached on a plane, and I was on Kiss Your Ass Goodbye Airlines, and that's where I went.
Well, you know what? The first time, my very first time overseas, I flew on a Flying Tiger. It was a 747 when I switched duty stations. I think whenever I've switched duty stations, I've always been on a 747. I've always been on a 747. I kid you not. But when I went on my honeymoon, now my ass flew from fucking Okinawa to the damn U.S. in the damn deli of a fucking C-5.
Wow.
Or it was a C-130. It was a C-130 I was in the belly of because a C-5 is more like the 747, and we actually had seats on the C-5. But if you ain't never been in a jump seat before, those of y'all who hear about that shit and talk about jump seats, listen, this bitch was in the Navy. We ain't know nothing about no fucking jump seats, but guess what? We found out real quick because if you ain't never had an MRE, that's when you pay $25. But I have been around the fucking world for $25 a pop, so I cannot complain. When you fly the hops, you're standby. If they did that for veterans, you know my bitch ass would still be traveling, cause I ain't got. You know I'm older now. I know. So you allowed to take your blanket with you? Well, at least I was allowed to take my blanket. Shit, I was in the damn belly of that plane. We went back. I had my damn blanket and the all kind of stuff. But I did get a chance to have a honeymoon in Hawaii thanks to the military because
that's cool.
We had a hop. Anybody who flies military knows that when you fly the hops, everybody's standby. The majority of the time, you're on a standby flight.
Yeah,
and that means that military personnel who have orders take precedence over everybody, and then military families who are there on emergency, they take precedence. So you, as the person who's just trying to get from here to there, you might hop four or five flights. That's why they call them hops, because there are no direct flights. So when we left going back to Okinawa after we had gotten married, because we came home, we did the right thing. We came home, got married in the church in front of the eyes of the Lord. I know the Lord kicking my ass right now for that. But we were able to honeymoon in Hawaii because we ended up spending three beautiful days there. That's when I found out I ain't never want to live in that bitch. Because we got to Hawaii, and the next hop coming, going back out, you know, there's a hop that was going to Puerto Rico, and there was a hop going to Guam. Well, both those hops, we know went to Okinawa. So we were like, if we can't get straight to Okinawa, can we get one of the hops going to one of those places? And we just couldn't get on any of them, and we ended up staying. That's when I found out back in the day, $20 was fucking expensive. So we, you know, but I did get a chance to see Hawaii. I got a chance to see Hickam Air Force Base. I got a chance to taste real macadamia nuts fresh, not that shit they sell up here. Nothing like once you have fresh stuff from places.
Yeah, I know.
You kind of turn your nose up.
It's true.
But so I've been to Hawaii, you know, didn't go to Guam, but I didn't go to Guam because I wasn't fortunate enough to get pregnant and try to get rid of a baby. Yes, for you bitches who hear me, I said it. I have no problem saying it. When you're in the military, everybody got to have some place to get rid of that unwanted child when you're a hoe and spreading your legs. In the Navy, if you're stationed in Okinawa, Japan, or the PI, for those of y'all who don't know what the PI is, that's the Philippines. If your dumb ass is fucking everybody and don't know who the baby's daddy is, you get your ass to Guam. Because Guam, you could get a cheap abortion. So when a chick told you that she was on 48-hour leave, odds were was that she had already had 2 days off and took an additional 48 hours.
Yeah.
That meant that bitch was on her way to Guam. Because normally you look at it and be like, she a little heavy, and she come back all happy and shit and giddy. And then you start going through, well, she fucked him. And you knew who was fucking.
Nah.
Okay. I just told the military secret, but I don't know if they still do that, because that was back in the day.
Yeah.
I know people were going to Guam and Puerto Rico to get abortions.
Yeah.
And that's because Guam and Puerto Rico are U.S. Well, Guam and Puerto Rico are both U.S. territories.
Yeah.
So
they,
you know, it was known that they would be done correctly, you know, not by some butcher, not by somebody who didn't understand your language.
Even though
Puerto Ricans speak a lot of Spanish, right?
Yeah, the last time I was there, we're talking about like over 22 years ago, but they know English when I was there.
No, but I mean, but what I'm not saying that Puerto Ricans don't know English. What I'm saying is that I know that there are a lot of Puerto Ricans who don't know English also.
No,
and
no,
it's by choice
true.
That they don't know it.
Yeah, especially
it's
if
by
you go,
choice.
Yeah, especially if you go to the villages and shit. That shit, yeah. They don't go there. Not go there.
That's a damn good weed over there. Okay, y'all gonna say this? Did she just say it? Yeah, I said it. No, I don't get high. I don't get butted up. But don't think I don't hear. You know, just because I don't do it, don't mean that I don't hear. I mean, if people knew what went on back in the day, and people was getting away with in the military, y'all be like, damn, why didn't I go? I just happen to be a good girl.
I ain't gonna lie. I signed up for the military to get laid. That's why. That's where I went. I said, "Well."
I ain't gonna lie. I signed up for the military because all these bitches I went to school with, the majority of them, that was my so-called friends. Every time I turn around, either one of these bitches was getting pregnant and thinking that it was okay. Now, grant you, we did all graduate. So for anybody who say, "Oh no." All my friends I'm talking about, which are no longer friends, there's a reason why they're no longer friends.
Yeah, bitches.
But the girls I grew up with, once they got out of high school, for whatever reason, was so damn dick-whipped or thought they was dick-whipped, or here in Detroit, for anybody who knows about the big three, you know, the big thing, get you a plant man, you know, because he got benefits, he got a job, he got this, he could take care of you. So I had a lot of girlfriends who would go and get with guys that they really did not want to be with because they worked in the plant, and you knew that their job was like gold. You get with somebody like that and you have a baby, you set. And I started watching my girlfriends go and get pregnant, and these guys didn't want to be with them. They didn't want shit to do with them. They were telling them, you know, there was no Murray back then, talking about you are not the baby's dad.
Yeah, I know. About to
or
say
you
that
are
later.
The father. Wasn't none of that shit. You know, it was motherfuckers saying, bitch, you a hoe. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
And not claiming kids. And there was not getting child support. So, you know, I saw that going, and I know that even though I wasn't interested in those type of guys, that I just didn't want to be around that because I noticed that as they were having babies, they weren't doing nothing. And I made the conscious decision that if I wanted to be more than that, which I did, I like money too much and I like spending money too much, that I wouldn't go and get pregnant. And I know people say, well, you could have stayed here and gotten pregnant. Yeah, I could have. But it's a whole hell of a lot easier when you're not at home. Because, see, here, everybody know who you are. So it's like, girl, don't worry about it. We got your back. But when you're around motherfuckers who don't know you and you get knocked up, sucks to be you, bitch. You know, you less likely to go get your ass knocked up when you're around motherfuckers you really don't know.
Yeah.
And when you're around people who got the same focus, you know, when you go into the military, everybody's focus is to have a job. You don't have a choice. You're told that this is your focus. You're told when to eat, when to shit, when to jump,
yep.
how to work out and everything.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
you look at the first 5 years of most people's military careers, they are some of the most fit-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They don't get fat until after their fifth year. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
why
it's,
I did it. And then it didn't hurt that I got my damn college paid for. You know, ain't shit like saying I got a bachelor's degree with no motherfucking damn student loans. You know, that type of shit when you rub it in motherfuckers' faces. I ain't got no student loans.
Yeah.
Or if you got student loans that they so small that you could pay them off within a year.
That's
something to really be proud of, you know.
That's
and
cool.
Now these motherfuckers can get masters. I couldn't even, you know, I could barely get my masters on the money that I had gotten when I was in the service. But now they're able to get master's degrees with their money.
Wow.
You know, and anybody who goes and gets their master's, which I'm still one day going to finish mine, but I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. You know, one minute I want my master's, the next minute I want to be a lawyer. So, you know, I still want to be the damn toy lady, so that ain't going
to
stop.
I was about to say, I know you're not giving that up.
Hell no.
Not anytime
I might
soon.
Give up radio for a minute, but I won't give up toys.
Oh, okay.
I know y'all said, she said she'll give up radio. Well, it's only for a minute, you know.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know,
it was no more than that.
Well, the toys, the radio show is for the toys. That's why you motherfuckers are supposed to be listening to me so y'all can find out about toys.
That was the reason for a promotion in the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Gotta keep them damn bills paid. But you know what? Let us get these stuff. Let's get a few things out before we, I want to talk about eye candy tonight. So before we get everything out, make sure you follow me and James on Twitter. James, your Twitter is what?
At YankeeMan1973. That's Y.
And for those of y'all who don't know how to spell it.
that's why. For you people out there, I'm not saying you're dumb, but, you know, maybe you didn't hear me because of my New York accent or something. It's YankeeMan1973. So, at YankeeMan1973. So go there and I tweet a lot of interesting shit. Let's put it that way.
But you guys, if you don't know how to follow me on Twitter, make sure you follow me at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And make sure you go to the V's After Dark Twitter page that I don't touch that much, which is actually V's After Dark. It's VSAFTERDARK. Well, for those of you who've been following me, I used to be V's After Dark. And I gave up V's After Dark and became Miss V the Toy Lady. Yeah, my page, my Twitter actually used to be V's After Dark. And we shut down the V's After Dark Twitter page. And did Miss V the Toilet Lady because people could not understand what V's After Dark was.
I
switched over and became Miss V the Toilet Lady because everybody kept saying, but you're the Toilet Lady, and I'm Miss V, so it's Miss V the Toilet Lady. And about a year or so ago, I brought back up, it's probably been less than a year that V's After Dark actually came back up on Twitter. So for those of you who say, how your Twitter followers be the way they are, well, V's After Dark actually had the Twitter followers, and V's After Dark Twitter followers became Miss V the Toilet Lady's Twitter followers. And part of it was because of the way I had did my Twitter page at one point, that I had some people said that it wasn't, they didn't think that it was right that I was posting things for the company the way I was. And basically it was that my avatar and one of my background pics, you know, if you want people to look at you, you got to put shit out there they like. So there was a...
So the avatar was
background pick.
Oh, yeah?
There was
a background pick. Okay.
There was a background pick of my ass.
Oh.
I was spread up against the wall. You know how you get into that some position pose? I was in the assumed position, completely nude.
Oh.
So that got a lot of attention, and the avatar was from one of my older photo shoots with my legs spread wide open. So naturally, you know, people was like, what the hell does this have to do with toys? You know, which if they would have looked at some of my avatars, they would have realized that even when I did my earlier photo shoots, I always had toys in them with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think one of my pictures, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I got flagged by Twitter.
Really?
Because even though you couldn't see my, even though you couldn't see my kitty cat,
mm-hmm.
because I had my G-string all the way down, legs up in the air, you couldn't see the face.
Okay.
And I had one of my toys, like, where it was getting ready to get put in.
Ah, I see.
I got flagged. Now you see, I see more pussy and dick on Twitter now than I've ever
seen. That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's what
they must have been up tight.
They were flagged put in.
Yeah. Because I see way more shit, you know.
I see so much dick and pussy now. I'm like, damn, you know, I remember when they were flagging people for all kind of stuff. But I think that because they're realizing that, you've got a lot of children on there, but I think that's why they came out with the way to flag our pages, because I'm not sure if I've got the flag on mine, but I'm pretty sure mine, I think I put on mine that mine was adult content so mm-hmm. that I would not get any minors on there. So, you know, basically it says that you've got to be 18 or older to even access my page
exactly.
on Twitter. I believe mm-hmm. that's on there. I know on Blog Talk I'm flagged because I made sure to put that I do adult content.
Hmm.
You know, I really made that clear because don't nobody want their child listening to my show and hearing me come. Anybody who's heard my earlier shows, and we will be going back to toy demos after we get some more things situated. So I will be back doing toy demos.
Interesting.
Okay, and I'm going to put this out there for all y'all listening. I need a damn new toy manufacturer. My toy manufacturer. We had words this week.
Oh, really? Hmm.
We had words this week, but, you know, we still may go with them, but I'm searching. So the toy line is still going to launch. It just might not launch with as many as I want it. But I'm doing, the reason why I may not launch, you know, and you guys know I'm very big on U.S.-made products, but the U.S. company that I was working with, I have to make it economical for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand we're all out here to make money, and at the end of the day, we're in business to make money. But me and this manufacturer, I don't think right now are quite understanding, and I don't think they're realizing that they had posted on their website that their prices were retail prices and not wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way I can, honestly, with some of the toys that they were selling to me,
mm-hmm.
see me selling them to you at a price that will break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm big on U.S.-made products, so I'm not going to say I will not deal with this company. What I'm going to say is that the original toy line will be cut down in size because mm-hmm. of that slight problem. So even though I'm a big proponent of U.S.-made products and I really wanted my products to be made here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
if there is another company that does branding that is here in the U.S., contact me because I'm really big on that. But I'm going to probably have to go with a company out of the country. You know. Or maybe I could find somebody who can, y'all got some creative minds out there, and if anybody who are designers, come talk to me. You know, we could go on and get this jumped off and to be a U.S. made.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Interesting.
But I, for those of y'all who want to ask questions, because we always forget, make sure you call in with your questions to 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. You are listening to These After Dark, where everyone comes. We talk about sex, sex, and more sex, and anything else on Tuesday nights. I'm your host, Ms. V, the Tour Lady, with my sexy co-host, James Acevedo.
Wow, I graduated
okay.
Sexy. Boy, I'm moving on up here.
He's sexy, right. He handsome. Y'all never know what the hell's going to come out my damn mouth. Hey, as long as I'm calling you something.
Yeah. Just don't call me late for dinner. Yeah, I'd rather hear that than
dinner.
This dumbass motherfucker. I'd rather hear
speaking of dinner, I would have posted the picture the other day of my food, but.
Oh, yeah.
It looks better when I go to the restaurant. It looks better when I go to the restaurant, and since I really did not make it to post a picture of it, it was like in a container. I was like, I ain't posting this shit. These motherfuckers be like, what the hell is that? That looks like a bunch of crap.
But I said that without you posting a pic. I want you to explain this to our listeners, because I was like, what the hell is that? I was just curious, and you told me, and I was like, okay, well, you got to make that for me when we meet, you know, down the line.
Okay, for those of y'all who don't see some of the crazy shit I post on Twitter. Well, it wasn't really crazy. Sunday,
yeah,
I was on that pad thai.
Yeah.
And anybody who, I love Thai food because I really, really love spicy food. That is my big thing. And I love true spicy food. I'm not talking about the person who goes dumps the damn bottle of Frank's hot sauce on something. I'm talking about truly spicy food that when you eat it, that you're like, damn. And Thai food is some of the spiciest food out there, and I love the way it tastes. It's just something about Thai food, and I made pad thai because that's one of my favorite dishes. And pad thai is made with rice noodles.
Okay.
Do not try to substitute this shit with regular noodles. You guys to go to the Oriental store and get the rice noodle.
Get the real shit.
Because they, yeah. And I use a lot of authentic ingredients, talking about the melting pot. Michigan and Detroit is a big melting pot, so we have any type of food that you could. Any type of food that you want here, you can find. We have a very large Oriental community. We have a extremely large Hispanic community. They have their own area. We have Mexican town. And
there you go.
Oh, my God. All kind of Mexican restaurants and Cuban restaurants. We just have that. And we have authentic Cuban restaurants here.
Cuba.
So, yes, Cuba.
Cuba.
And tapas. Tapas. So, yes. I know. I love Cuban food, too, but Cuban food is not spicy. But pad thai is made with the rice noodles.
Okay.
You could pick any vegetable you want, but it's got tamarind, which is a Oriental spice, which is the only place you can find. You can't even go to the grocery store and how they have the Oriental aisles. They'd be like, okay, this is the, you know, the international aisle. You ain't going to find this shit in the international aisle of your damn local grocery store, unless your local grocery store is in that type of community.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
It's called tamarind, and it's a it's a paste. So a lot of my spices I had to go to the Oriental store to get. And it's tamarind, the true Thai chili sauce, chili paste, soy sauce, fish sauce. You got to cook your chicken. For those of y'all, I cheated. I had Popeyes, and I'm cheap stop out a big thing, and I eat it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I took all the skin off my Popeyes chicken, and then I mixed up in there for that dinner. So it cut down on me having to do the marinated of the chicken with its sauce.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, and I have a wok, just so y'all know. So when I say I really did it the right way, I did it where they said with fresh garlic. I love fresh garlic. So everything was pretty much fresh. And this dish did not call for tofu, but once you have it, you do the spiciness for the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And since I love the spicy, the recipe even tells you that you have to have a lime or a lemon with it. And for those of y'all who don't know what limes and lemons do, when you eat spicy food, you squirt that over it, and it cuts down some of the spiciness of it.
Yeah. It saves you temporarily.
So, only temporarily. It's not a permanent fix. It's just so you can get it down.
Exactly.
Just so you get it through your mouth. But
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what Pad Thai was, and that's what Pad Thai is. And they actually have fresh. It has crushed peanuts on it. And I'm a gadget person, so I have my little mini mincer for my stuff. So I got my. Luckily, we have a store here that sells fresh peanuts by the pound. So
there you go.
And these were already roasted, but you still got to shell them and everything. So I did my peanuts. So I did my peanuts on top of it and my soybeans.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
So how long does that take?
And like
make?
I said, well, you know what? Probably about, the actual cooking time is only about 15 minutes, but to get everything prepared properly, probably about an hour.
That's still not bad to prepare.
You know, that's with the noodles. Because
yeah.
The noodles you don't boil, the noodles are done a totally different way than we're used to doing our noodles.
Was it steamed?
And you, no, you still, you bring the water to a boil, but, I mean, it has to be to a truly, truly boil.
Uh-huh.
And then you cut it down to medium, and you drop the noodles in there only for about 3 minutes because you don't want them, you want them rubbery.
Exactly.
And then
you
take them out because you're going to fry them because they have to soften up in the stir fry. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it sounds, I mean, sounds delicious and exotic. I wouldn't mind trying that out. You know, is it that type of spice where you don't like sweat your ass off or some shit like you die, right? Is it like
yeah,
a mild
you
taste?
Do. You sweat.
Oh, you do. Oh,
no, it depends on how you want it. But see, the whole thing is that the heat with Thai food, the heat is how you want it. I love mine extremely hot, so I'm that person who I know what Thai spices are. I know how to use them. Because I eat so much Thai food, so I'm just like, I got to have this. And I had been craving Pad Thai, but it's like, I don't always want to go to the Thai restaurant because just like with anybody else, all Thai food don't taste right.
Mm-hmm.
And I only have a couple of restaurants that I get my Thai food from, even though I think we got about 5 million here. But it's just like some Thai restaurant. I'm serious.
Really?
You would think, now we have one of the largest Arab, we have the largest Arab community in the United States. Why the hell in the middle of the damn Arab community we got two of the best fucking Thai restaurants?
That's weird.
You not.
Really? Wow, that's kind of weird.
We got, you know, but it's a, well, it's an Arab city. So, and I shouldn't say it's an Arab city. So for the y'all who say, we're not all Arabs. Okay, well, it's a lot of, we call them Arab Americans, Chaldeans, but they're from Iran, Iraq, you know, different places.
Yeah.
They're not all from the same country.
No.
So that's why, for those of y'all who get offended, that's why I call you Arab Americans. Not because I'm trying to offend whatever country you're from, but y'all not all from the same country. So take it as, instead of me calling you what I know y'all be called out here on the streets in Detroit, which y'all won't like. So.
I think I know what you mean.
But,
that's interesting, though.
But, and the Arab food is really good because I love shawarma. So,
shawarma.
On top of that, shawarma.
What's that?
Oh, my God. It's, you have to have, and again, me being me, it's got to be authentic. So, it's pita bread. It's the pita.
Oh, pita bread. Okay.
But, pita bread. But you got to have the real, not the shit they sell in the grocery store. Again, go to the real community.
Yeah.
Pita bread.
Okay.
You have chicken. You could use a baked chicken. Don't use fried chicken. Baked chicken that's real juicy. But you take all the meat off of the bone.
I had baked chicken.
You put it in the pita bread. But they have this thing called, it's a garlic sauce. As you can tell, I love garlic. But the garlic sauce, all it is, I don't know how to make it, but they sell it in their community. And the garlic sauce, all it is, believe, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Garlic and olive oil.
Oh, okay.
But it takes so long, but you have to do it in a full processor to get it whipped up. You look at it and you'll be like, what is that? And it's a sauce, so it's really good. But that goes on there, and then hummus. And then they have their cucumber pickles are a totally different taste from the cucumber pickles that we get in the store, so you have to go to their community and get them.
Mm-hmm.
But the pickles is what made it, and you put all that together in a shawarma, in a wrap, and it's like good.
Wow.
I like it. So when I'm in the mood for shawarmas, I have a few places that I get my shawarmas from.
Now, could that food be an aphrodisiac? Any of those?
Nah.
Nah?
Okay. I mean, I guess they could be, but not really. I mean, the hummus is probably the closest to an aphrodisiac. But anybody who's got, for women who have, if you watch Sex and the City, and this is true, and I know y'all say, here this bitch go back on Sex and the City. We hadn't heard about it. I love about Sex and the City. Let's keep it real. But if you actually watch the movie, and I'm talking about the second movie, Sex and the City 2, when Samantha was going through her low estrogen phase where she was mad because she couldn't have sex because there was nothing going on. She's looking at a guy and she's like, nothing. But she was taking all them vitamins and she doing all these natural supplements, and they tossed them when she went over to that country. I forget where she went in the movie. And she had to look it up on the internet and found out hummus was a replacement for it. Hummus really is. I find out when I eat a lot of hummus, I'm a horny bitch. And I love hummus. Right. So
funny that his name hummus.
So hummus. But all it, it's chickpeas. It's ground chickpeas.
Oh, okay.
But it's ground chickpeas.
Interesting.
So yeah. So you live in a melting pot, I live in a melting pot.
I think it's cool that we live in melting pots. You get to try different things.
You know, I don't think it's a food that I haven't had. We have a very big Polish community. Believe it or not, I live in one of the largest Polish communities, and I still never had a pierogi. Never had a pierogi in my life. Or if I have, I don't remember having it. But we have Greek town, and believe me, I know my Greek food.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's too many foods that, you know, as they say, for me to live in Detroit, true, I have traveled around the world. Different.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've never been to Mexico. I ain't gonna lie. I'm out of all the countries, I'm scared to go to Mexico. I'm really scared to go. You know what? I'm afraid my ass ain't gonna make it back across. See, let's get something clear. Anybody who knows me know that I can find shopping. Mm-hmm. Well, in the United States, you know, we have two garment districts.
Mm-hmm.
New York being the biggest. And then California has the other garment district.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but when you go to Tijuana, there's some, like, damn good shopping in Tijuana.
Okay.
And bitch will go over there with her money, and they'll be telling me, rich American black bitch, we not going to let her go back. We going to keep her for ransom. Not real nice. I'm just a poor hoe who saved up my money to go shopping.
But to them, your $5 is $5 million, you know?
I've been wanting to go to Acapulco, and, you know, I kind of want to go to the resorts. I'm like, I'm one of those people who, if I go someplace, I want to go, like, out in the community. Like, I went to New Orleans for the first time last year. Everybody else staying in fucking French. I love this shit. I went during non-Mardi Gras time, and hell.
I don't know if I had. It's something about New Orleans. I don't know if I was there in another lifetime, but it's always something. I've never been there, but something about it, I want to go. I don't know what it is.
You know what?
You know? I don't know.
It's probably the entry, because I actually went on the voodoo tour.
Oh, you did?
And they have different tours. And they tell you about the history. And there's so much history in New Orleans. Did you know New Orleans was the original Sin City. I ain't going to say the first. They are the original Sin City.
Way before Las Vegas, yeah.
Yes. And the reason why they became that, the French quarters actually was cordoned off because a city councilman back in the 1800s said that there was only one area in the city where they would allow jazz to be prostitution. And that was the French quarters. That's why you got so many titty bars down there and so much music, because the French quarters. Yes. All that was.
I'm glad you're putting that out there, because that's true. Because like when I went to school and I found this shit out myself, a lot of people don't realize that this continent that we live on was a whole bunch of different countries. It wasn't just, you know, America. You know what I mean? You had the 13 colonies in the east, right? And then you had the French side, what you talked about. That's why you have New Orleans and certain other places. Like the French had a big chunk of part of America at one point. And then you had Mexico. Mexico had a whole fucking, from, you know, where their
That's
original
why
country
you got
is.
Arizona, Texas.
Holy California fucking.
California.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we would be a little bullshit country if white people didn't you know, just say fuck it and
do what they do best.
And kill everybody, yeah, and just
fuck people over.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, it's the
Detroit
truth.
Was a French colony. I mean,
yes,
a lot of people
exactly.
don't. People say, oh, well, Michigan. But Michigan, Detroit itself, I mean, actually, when you look at it, we should be part of Canada.
Exactly. Exactly. It's right there. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The French, those were the two biggest, countries on this continent.
The French and the Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you got to realize that that's why when you look at, and we're talking history, we probably need to get to what we was really going to talk about. But, for anybody who don't know your history, and you go to places like, if you go to Australia, you know, I'm going to get off the United States. You go to Australia and you have the Aborigines.
Okay.
That's because a lot of African slaves were also taken to Australia.
And they were taken all over.
And that's how you got the Aborigines there. And then when you look at places like Haiti, well, Haiti, if you look at them, they're predominantly black, and so is Cuba. Even though, you know, you got some white folks in Cuba who swear that they ain't black. Honey, you're black.
Exactly.
You know, but you've got black Cubans and white Cubans.
That's
you know,
why.
But
that is true, because the Spaniards, who were real fucked up motherfuckers, the Spaniards, they had slaves. They had black slaves. They brought them to Puerto Rico. And that's why Puerto Ricans, we have in our background black and Spaniard and the Tiano Indian. The Tiano Indian is like, you know how the American Indian was the original Americans in America? Well, that's the original Indians in Puerto Rico. You know, they were the original Puerto Ricans. So we have all that in our background. So that's why you see us in all different flavors. That's why. You can see us as white as day and black as night, and that's no lie, you know. So we're multicultural.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand the culture. And, you know, but then look at the Virgin Islands. A lot of people don't realize, you know, that is the only place where you've got two countries that coexist together and people don't realize it, but there is a separation.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Virgin Islands, you don't need a passport to go to.
No, you don't.
But
no,
the British Virgin Islands, which is part of that same damn place,
yes.
You got to have a passport.
You know, the British were conquering motherfuckers. They went all over the place. South Africa, all that
damn
shit. You know what I mean?
Damn Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, don't get me started. I've said this for years. For those people out there that don't know, look up Christopher Columbus. That motherfucker was a rapist. That motherfucker, all he did was just pillaged wherever he went. So I don't know why this motherfucker got a holiday. It's the biggest fucking crock of shit ever. It really is. It really, really is.
He's white.
Yeah, but, you know,
it
shouldn't be celebrated. I'm just saying. They might as well celebrate Hitler while we're at it. We're celebrating this motherfucker. I mean, it's like, what
some
the fuck this
do.
Guy got day? And mind you, he didn't even discover America. Motherfucker discovered, wasn't it like a Spanish island or some shit? Wasn't even a fucking America.
Yeah, and he thought it was named America.
You know?
He landed on Plymouth Rock, and actually he was further south. When you look at the history, he really did not land at Plymouth Rock, which is in Massachusetts. That's where they kept trying to say he landed.
Yeah, he think because he was trying to find India, because that's where the big thing back then was getting spices to keep your food preserved. That was
spices?
The big fucking thing. Yeah, that was the big thing. That was like crack, you know, in the 80s, you know. That was their shit, you know. If you got to get these spices, man. And you know the thousands. Let's go to the topic.
Okay. Eye candy.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what eye candy is, and like I said, you know, I love this product. I am a user of eye candy. If anybody who is, if you've ever seen me in public, I am 9-1-lie. If you've ever seen me at Exotica or ABN within the past. Gotta be 5 to 6 years. You look at my eyes. 9 times out of 10, I'm wearing eye candy. And the reason why I'm wearing eye candy is because for you housewife fans who I think a few years ago on the New Jersey Housewives, they were talking about the glitter eyeshadow. Well, they call it glitter eyeshadow, but for those of us who have been wearing it way longer than them bitches found out about it and try to make it something, it's eye candy, and eye candy is, it just gives, it's like bling for your eyes.
Okay.
But it's not irritating. It doesn't give you any type of infections or anything. And for anybody who's in the public eye for any amount of time, it's very good for photo shoots. A lot of the adult film stars wear eye candy when they're at AVN because the particular retailer that we were going to have on tonight, she does their makeup when they're out there, and she just doesn't restrict it to adult stars. I mean, she's done my eye makeup before. She's done my lips. I mean, you could take that. The one thing about eye candy, unlike other eye makeup, is that you can take it and put it on other parts of your body. And
yeah,
that's
like
what
where?
I love about it.
Like where?
Yeah. Well, because it's a glitter but it has a base to it, you can make, like, different type of tattoos. You can feel, like, if a person has a tattoo and they want to add some bling to that tattoo while they're out in public, you can put eye candy on it, and it'll give it that glow because they come in so many different colors. I swear they've got about a million colors. I mean, I have, myself, I've got 6 or 7 eye candies. My daughter wears eye candy. And you can also put it on top of lipstick because of the glitter, and it's not irritating. All I could do is say is that I love eye candy. I don't wear it on a daily basis. This is not something that you will wear to work. This is really a going out I wear.
Yeah.
But like I said, you could fill in a tattoo with it. Like if somebody has like a bunch of flowers, and let's say they got them leaves. You know how people have leaves on their flowers on their tattoo?
Yeah, of course.
And they've got a green one because they've got, you name the color, they probably got it. But there's a liquid that you put, that you dip their brush into, and then you dip it into their glitter. And it's not to, so y'all say, oh, I go to the store and get glitter. No, this glitter is totally different. And it doesn't rub off easy. I mean, you have to literally wash it off. But you could take it and fill in a tattoo with this.
Really?
So let's say this might really want to, you know, it's not a permanent thing, but, you know, you ain't going to rub up against somebody and it come off either. So... I really love it, and for people who have tattoos in their backs and stuff, I mean, I can't do anything but say good stuff about it. You know, I'm a big proponent of it. Like I said, I've been wearing it for over 6 years, and whenever I go out, even when I do events here, which I haven't done any events, you guys can call me if you want me to host. I do hosting. I keep my clothes on, though. But when I do events, you know, if I'm doing a event where I need to really be out there, and especially if I know if I'm taking pictures, then I wear eye candy because it really makes your eyes pop.
Really?
So, and then it makes my eyes pop, and if I need to add more onto my lips because I don't have those big, juicy lips like some people have.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need to, like, sometimes get my lips to pop, but I'm not trying to make them big, look like they fucking injected lips artificial. But I can put eye candy on my lips.
Really?
You don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
I
you
put
want
eye candy on my lips, and they'll, you know, and it's really subtle. It's not like the, wow, she got glitter on her damn lips. It's, you got that on? Because I can blend it in with my lipstick. So I can actually put my lipstick on and then put eye candy on top of it.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's, I can't say enough about this product, you know. It's and I can't even say product, you know. They call it eye candy, but they should just say that it's body makeup. Because, I mean, it could be used any place. I mean, you could literally, I don't see why a person, if they didn't have a tattoo, if you had, like, the stencil, if you could put a stencil on a person and maybe fill that in with eye candy, I could see that happening.
Wow.
You know, there's so many uses for it. And to me, it's not that expensive. I can't even remember what I paid for mine.
Really?
And I know they refill the bottles. I mean, the biggest thing is the liquid that they use. Because I, my photo shoot I did for the calendar back in 2011 for the 2013 calendar, I believe.
Oh, wow, even sooner than that.
I think we shot...
Gotcha.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was 2012, 2000. It's been a... I know I did the photo shoot in 2011. It had to be the 2013 calendar because we did the photo shoot in 2011 for the calendar. I know y'all said, why would you do a photo shoot that far in advance? You do.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just keeping it real. If you're releasing a calendar, you don't do the photo shoot 1 month and release the calendar the next. You have the calendar come out after that. So the calendar actually was the 2013 calendar, even though we shot in 2011. But that the calendar is shot the year of the calendar. Oh, it's a lot of work into making a calendar. Oh, that's a lot of damn work.
Yeah, especially if you're making a, trying to make it an interesting type of calendar, not just a, you know, just a boring calendar. You know, when it comes to taking pictures and stuff like that, you got to pick, you take, the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pictures. There has to be the, you know, what would go with this month. You know, it's a lot of, work into it. A lot of people probably don't think that way, but it really is, especially if you're trying to make it unique and special. You know, anybody could just say, anyone could just put 12 months up on a fucking pieces of paper and say, here's my calendar. But if you're trying to make it unique and something worthwhile to buy, because it's not like these calendars are cheap. You know, these are special because the quality of the pictures, you know, the whoever took the pictures, you know, who's in the pictures, you know, all that, the makeup, everything. So that all comes into play. So, you know, I understand totally what
you're
talking
about. As a matter of fact, my background, my Twitter background is from the calendar.
Okay.
So, and that was the month of September. And the only reason I know y'all say, how can she remember the month? Because, or it may have been August. Okay, whenever football season starts, because that's football jersey, and the title, no, football season starts in the fall. It's either August or September.
Well, August is
said September.
It's training camp, and September is when the season starts. It's usually either the week
I want to say that that was.
I'm sorry. I'm saying it's the week before Labor Day or usually the weekend of Labor Day. It depends. Sometimes it's different. So.
I did it for football season, so that's how I remember that one. And,
so you wear your Detroit Lions jersey or your own jersey, your own V's after dark jersey?
I did the V's after dark jersey. Let's keep it real. If I'm going to be rocking a jersey and a calendar, I'm rocking my jersey.
There you go.
And for those of you who did not get the calendar, the highlight of that was that I didn't have no clothes on up underneath that damn jersey.
Really?
I've had people look at that damn picture and they'd be like, damn, is that your ass? Yes, that is my ass. Doing a photo shoot where you're pretty much new. For anybody who don't know, and y'all say, oh, well, that photographer must really be getting off. Okay, let's see. The photo shoot we did, my makeup artist, my hair and makeup guy, and y'all hear me say guy.
Yeah.
Thank goodness that this guy had the best composure because let's see, he saw more titties than ass that night. There were no females in my, as a matter of fact, the guy who does my hair and makeup when I do stuff like that, I think he had to put pasties in the right place. You know, it's more than just, I mean, and then we took pictures and I had pasties on and I was like, oh, hell no, y'all won't be seeing this bitch with no pasties on. So I had to switch out of pasties and put on something a little bit more appropriate. Wasn't trying to scare the fucking world. I was like, oh, no, bitch won't be doing pasties. Y'all ain't going to see that. You know, maybe when I rock that 22-year-old bikini body, not for that kind of, that wasn't going to happen. I looked at that shit because I got a chance to see some of you. Oh, hell no, we won't be doing that. You know, next.
Was that guy a straight guy or not? Because he looks like he was.
You know what? He's bisexual.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So I'm trying to fight.
You know. So,
yeah.
I mean, he had to do my lashes. He had to do my makeup. I mean, he didn't just do mine. He did every single girl that was in the calendar.
Wow.
We started at 6 in the evening, and we went to 5 the next morning at this photo shoot.
Holy shit. Holy crap. That's
and then it took another 3 months to get it edited and to get photos that we wanted. One of the girls, I won't give her a pleasure saying her name. Her picture's going to be shitty because she would not show back up. We had to do retakes on her because she just took a – she was – I mean, at the end of the day, she's shitty. And if anybody who – I mean, you guys can kind of figure out who she is if you go on my Facebook page. She's one of my followers on – she's one of my friends on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird that she uses the picture from the photo shoot, which was one of her shitty pictures, as her avatar on Facebook.
Interesting.
And it just happened to be, hey, she gives me the advertising. because that's the damn T-shirt that I gave her for the photo shoot.
Yeah, nice.
So, you know, I don't knock my advertising. I'd be like, you know what, thank you for that advertising, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she signed a disclaimer. I mean, I made everybody sign a disclaimer saying that they would not reveal who I was for a year. They could not say who I was, and they had no rights to. They were only allowed to use the pictures that I gave them, and I gave them non-reproducible pictures. So the pictures she had, she could never blow it up and put up on her wall. She's going to use them places like that because I made sure that it couldn't be blown up and copied.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's part, yeah.
And then I own all those pictures. You know, the biggest thing is I tell people I have people on the contract. So for y'all who think the calendar is easy, it's not easy, shit.
No, exactly. That's what I was saying. That's what I'm talking about, especially a calendar like that. That's what I'm saying, you know. By the way, I don't think you're friends with me on Facebook.
I can't find you on Facebook. I tried to get you on Google Plus, but it's like I invited you to the group, and you just ain't getting up in there.
Really? I thought I found you on Google, but this one I found you.
You found me, but you didn't join the group.
Really?
Because I added you in, and you're not a member of that group.
Really? Because when I added.
And for those of y'all who said, what are we talking about? We're talking about Google Plus. I use Google Plus more than I use Facebook. Well, I don't use either one of them the way I should, but.
Yeah.
Google Plus is the adult activities group that I created.
Okay.
And I have other people post more than I do. I have a problem with that because I did not create that group for me.
Okay.
I created it as a place for people in the adult industry to give information about anything that's going on adult-related. Mr. C does a lot of posting, and I'm so grateful for her doing so much posting because my social networking days are not where they should be because of other things, but after July, they'll be back up there, I promise you guys. Y'all will see the old Miss V after July.
That's good.
But,
Have you been a little motivated when I go out there and help promote you out there?
Yeah, that's how everything I put on Facebook the other week. I was like, yes. I was like, somebody doing something that I'm not doing. I look so fucking bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. I go out there and I do what I do, you know.
But I just don't, you know, for anybody who say I'm making excuses, actually I'm not making excuses. I am CEO, personal assistant, secretary, business manager, advertiser, radio host,
mom.
You know, I am the order taker. I'm the web developer, the web designer.
Say it.
I'm the social media person.
Mm-hmm.
So for everything that I'm doing, on top of my personal life, now we haven't even talked about my personal life, this is everything I am for V's After Dark. You know, I make sure that I post good morning to everybody. I mean, I start my day out on Twitter by saying good morning.
Yes, you do.
I don't say who the fuck you are. I don't snap on anybody. If you look on my Twitter page, unlike a lot of other Twitter pages, you will see very little of me having interactions negatively with anybody.
No, you don't.
I stand by that. I will not feed into negativity on my page. When I see negativity, you'll see me do a little spurt about it. And normally, I won't even I have never directed a person on my page with my negativity because I feel that why should I give you more attention than you deserve? I'll block your ass, and then I speak what I have to speak about you, and I still don't give you credit, even when people ask me who you are. I just won't do it. I don't think that you're worth it.
Exactly. They try to trap your ass. That's what they want anyway. They want you to respond. You know, they want that. They want that attention like that. Exactly. And they can say, oh,
you know,
all that bullshit. You're absolutely
and
right.
And they don't get that. You won't look on anybody's Twitter page and see me bannering back and forth with them. You will see me having conversations with people. You'll see me having conversations with Naomi, Misty, different people, and you'll have people ask me questions.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see, I'll get asked a question, and if I see it, I'll answer it. If not, I've even responded like 8 or 9 hours later to questions.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want anybody to think that I'm ignoring them.
I understand.
So it's a big difference for me. But if something negative is posted, like what was posted last week about say no to porn or get these people out of it, I can't remember what the tweet was. It pissed me off.
Good. Don't worry. No.
It pissed me off to the point where
don't blame you.
I went and looked at that person's Twitter page, and I saw that, you know, they were dogging out people that I know, and even they were dogging out people I don't know, but either way, there were just so much hatred in Christian. How hypocritical can you be? You're a Christian, but you're saying, tell these people to get out of porn. Well, guess what? Jesus loves everybody, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would have really, well, if they would have really been, if they truly would have went through some of my tweets, especially if they would have, instead of looking at who I tweet, instead they looked at who I was tweeting versus everything that I tweet, they would have realized that I'm a big proponent of Jesus loves porn. I have a picture that says Jesus loves porn that I took in Vegas. And this is a whole group that they're like Jesus loves porn. And I got a T-shirt. Naturally, when I get T-shirts like that, guess who takes them? My daughter. But I took the picture, and they actually silk screened the shirts right there on site at AVN this year, and they were giving them away.
Really?
And I tweeted the picture. Yeah, if you took a picture in front of, they had the big thing up that said Jesus loves porn. If you took the picture in front of that and you tweeted it, then you got your T-shirt. They gave you a free T-shirt that was made right there on the spot. Wasn't no, oh, we got all these different T-shirts. You picked out the color you wanted, and
that's
they silk screened it right there on the spot.
That's cool.
And they did not charge any money. There was no money for them to be made off of this. And they did not even have it like a donation jar. So if you look at my Twitter page, the things it says Jesus loves porn. Yes, it's up on my Twitter page. And I got a T-shirt out of it just for tweeting.
That's cool.
So if that person would have been really following me, he would have known that that probably wasn't the thing to put out there to me or to anybody. And I felt more disrespected because he singled out people that I was tweeting and
cool.
took their names off my tweet and went to them and started telling them things. Mm-hmm. Nothing was said about me, but the fact that someone would take that off my thing and didn't include me in it, and that's what really hurt my feelings, was that he took, like, one of my good morning tweets, and he took my good morning off of it, and then he turned around and kind of created of his own, and then put at the end of it to tell these people to stop porn. And it was people that I had tweeted that morning, and I looked at it, I was like, that's my tweet. And I was so, my feelings were hurt because I felt that somebody was using what I was putting out there positive. He took my positive and tried to turn it into a negative.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wasn't feeding, so I chose not to feed into it. And I did a rant about it, but to this very day, he will not get his name mentioned. And even last week, you know, we talked on the show, and Missy was talking about how she'll respond to him, and I told her I won't even give him that much, because why should I build up your followers for your hatred?
Yeah, that's
if
exactly
I start bantering back and forth and responding to you, then at the end of the day, I am getting you our followers.
Yeah, exactly. You're helping them out, these dumbasses out. You know, that happened with me when I had a follower, and actually this person will remain nameless too, person actually was on my show in the past, you know, and then you know, I tweet out about everything, as you know, and they didn't like the fact that I tweeted out, you know, pictures of women, stuff like that. And right away, they come to the conclusion, oh, all these women are horrors, da-da-da, and it pissed me off. So I know how you feel, because I was like, well, you know, you don't know what, you know, their life. You don't know what's going on. Not all of them are not horrors like that, you know. There's a reason. Some of them are actually in for a business-wise for it, you know. All these motherfuckers are doing it, not stupid, you know. And that bothers me because, from my experience of interviews, you know, when I do my show and I have like Naomi on, or I've had Misty on, or I've had Leighton Benton on, stuff like that, I treat like I'm talking to you, or I talk to somebody else, like a fucking human being. I don't treat them. I don't go, oh, you know, da da da, take off your clothes. I'm not like that. I treat them like a human being because I know inside they are a human being, and from what they tweet and who they are, you know, they cry like us, they get angry like us, you know what I'm saying? They're out for entertainment, but they're making a business out of it. They're smart. They're not just going to do that shit and just stay on that level. They go to another level. You understand? They're just using that as a plateau to get to what they really want to get to, and I respect the fuck out of that. And to me, when this person came at me like that, well, I unfollowed you because you're involved with some of that stuff. Nah, well, then I don't want you to be my follower then, because you don't understand what I'm about, and you don't understand what these people are about. You understand what I'm saying? To me, I didn't like that so much. So.
And that's a big thing. I mean, I don't think people realize that when you are part of the adult industry, and I had an individual because I said, well, you know, being in the industry, you wouldn't understand. And they said, you act like you're part of the adult industry. And I said, I actually am. I was like, anybody who sells toys, produce, direct, in front of the camera, behind the camera, or deals with the adult industry is part of the adult industry at the end of the day. You know, just because you don't take your clothes off does not mean you're not part of the adult industry. You know, I look at myself as part of the adult industry, and the people in the adult industry look at me as part of the adult industry. I get adult industry preference when I do things. You know, when I go to events, when I go to AVN, I don't get treated as the general public. I'm part of the adult industry, if anybody's ever seen me. I mean, even when I was dog be tired, if I would have known I had the flu, I probably would have told that guy to get away from me. So, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I had the flu when I was in Vegas. But I can find some place to lay in a heartbeat. And I guess I'm one of those people who I might not go to sleep in public, but I will relax in public. And this guy was loving the way that I was laying, and he started taking pictures of me.
Really?
And I was laid out on the couch, and I had a few people, you know, because of me being out there. I mean, nobody's like, oh, who are, you know, when they say, who am I? I would give them my card, and they'd be like, oh, so I'd be like, no, I know these people. And then they see me because I'm getting a foot massage, I'm getting this, or I'm doing things that the general public don't do. I'm going behind there with the performers. You know, if I'm seeing somebody, like, they take a picture with a fan, and they're like, okay, let's take this picture, and then you got me who they see, and it's like, oh, my God, girl, what's going on? And the hopping up and down and the, you know, come here.
Yeah.
Well, that's just how we do it, you know, and you got to realize if a person sees me and I've interviewed them, they've interviewed me, you know, when they see me, they know who I am, you know. Seika knew exactly who I was. You know, she's like, damn, I can't believe you got them shoes on. And anybody who knows about Seika, she's from back in the day.
That's a legend right there.
A retired performer. Yes.
Way back
in
the day.
And I took pictures with Seika.
Wow.
I took pictures with Seika when I was in there. I took pictures with Christy Canyon. So, and
wow.
I've been on, you know, when they were on Radio Sex, when they were in Vegas, I was on it. And I was on Vivid Radio this past January. With I forget who was on there this time, but I was on there with Misty also. So, at the end of the day, I do have a presence. I might not have the presence of other people, but it takes time, you know. So, I tell people, when you say I'm not part of the adult industry, tell that to all the people who are fucking taking pictures with me.
Yeah,
I must be something.
Yeah, exactly. When you if anybody says your name, and they'll know in a heartbeat who you are. So yeah. But you know.
And I know I do have a fan base. I mean,
of course.
I found out I had a fan. No, to be honest, when I first realized I had a fan base was when we did Exotica Atlantic City last year.
Yeah.
And it was actually overwhelming because I'm Miss V, the toy lady. I sell adult toys, and I have a radio show. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see me as anything other than that. Yeah, I got a calendar out there, but big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love my body, so I'm always showing it. But it's always, to me, big deal. And when we did Atlantic City, we didn't take anybody with us because we hired girls, and they fell through. And don't nobody stop my show. You know, my damn shit goes on. So it was me and my daughter. And, you know, we've done Exoticas. So it wasn't like we didn't know what to do. The only thing was is that we did get a little lost. I always manage to get lost. Every city I go to for the first time, I get lost in. But we got there, we set up, and I had men and women like, oh, my God, you're Miss V. I listen to your show, and I follow you on Facebook. And it was just like,
wow.
If you would, I don't think they realized how happy I was because I didn't know who was following me on Facebook. I didn't know who was listening to my show. You know, and I had people come up and say, I listen to your show every week, and I can't believe you do this, and that I follow you on Facebook. I was like, damn, I really do have a big fan base, you know. And these people were buying toys. They weren't just my fans. They was like, boom, we getting this because we know that you're talking about this.
We've been wanting this for a while. We heard you talk about all
the time. That's why I said I will be going back doing the sex toy demos. Like I said, I've got a few things going on, and for anybody who listens to me, you'll say what's going on, or you kind of, some people have kind of gotten a hint that I'm in a transitional period. We're actually moving from our current home to a new one.
Yes.
The slight problem is that we don't know where the fucking new one is.
We don't
know where we're moving. I mean, we have an idea. We narrowed it down, but we'll be making offers on houses in a few days. So for us, it's a big transition. It's even a bigger transition because I started doing the measurements in my house. I know y'all say, how the hell does this bitch jump around to moving? But have you guys ever really measured the rooms in your house and looked at your furniture and realized, this bitch is small as hell? Because I did the measurement in my bedroom. I have a bungalow house. But just the side that my bed is on, my bed with my TV and my nightstand, I measured that and I was like, damn. So when I was, the houses I was first looking at, I was like looking at these room sizes. I was like, oh, I can handle that. I went and measured my room. I measured my room just on the side that my bed is on, that, you know, basically where they say my living area, not where I do my show.
Yeah.
I did just the living area of my room where my closet, dresser, bed, nightstand, all that is. And I was like, okay, 12 by 13 is not that big and it's not that small, you know, but it's a nice size room for a 12 by 13.
Okay.
So then I went and measured my son's room, which is the bigger of the two bedrooms.
Really?
And my downstairs. And his room was like 10 by 9. I'm like, damn. So then I was looking at these houses, and I was looking at the dimensions of these rooms, and they were talking about the master bedroom was 11 by 11. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't stand my bed in there. So I had to go look at when we got this house to look at the actual square footage of this house. Uh-huh. And now I know why the fuck I didn't want to stay here more than 5 damn years and end up being here 12. This fucking damn house is like 948 fucking square feet. That's why I didn't want to stay in this bitch that long. And all my furniture is big. My fucking kitchen is a hallway. I kid you not, it's a fucking hallway. I don't have a dining room. I have a dining area. Because all I could fit, I had to go get one of those pubs. I kid you not, my table, which sits 8 fucking people, because I have a leaf to go with it, I had to move to my fucking basement and put a table that has 4 chairs, a pub size, like the pub tables like they have in the bars.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put that in my dining room. My living room furniture is bigger than my fucking living room, because I love big shit. I have a king-size bed. Well, not have big furniture, so I have a full-size couch and this beautiful love seat. I have big TVs. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I looked, and I'm like, okay, my children don't know anything smaller than a full-size bed. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't move into this shit. So I was looking at, I was like, okay, no, 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 no. Okay, we got to start the drawing board all fucking over. So I had to start looking at square footage, so I came to the conclusion that I can't. And 1,000 square feet would be small, but that's probably 60 more square feet than what I've got. Well, 60 additional square feet is a whole fucking lot when you're talking about bedrooms and living areas and all that in a house. And I was like, how the fuck? I was like, no wonder I feel claustrophobic, and it's just, you know. I was really trying to figure out, because I thought I was just, you know how some people are pack rats?
Yeah,
I was like, maybe it's me, but then I realized it's not me. My fucking furniture is bigger than my damn house.
Yeah,
it's time for bitch to go.
Yeah, you overstayed your welcome.
Yeah, I really overstayed it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to, we started house hunting, and the house hunting was, oh, I like this, and I like this. And then something told me measure my rooms because something wasn't going to be quite right. So I went back. I actually this past weekend measured my rooms out of like 50 fucking houses that my realtor sent us. I took it from 50 down to 4, definitely I want to see the insides, and 16 or 17 possible houses. That's a big difference from fucking 50 damn houses. And the biggest factor was majority of the houses did not meet the square footage that I want. Now, grant you, we're not talking about us moving into no damn mansion. We're talking about us, I just want to go from the 948 to at least 1,100, 1,200. I'll even go with 1,300.
I was going to say 1,200, yeah.
But, and a lot of the houses were 1,000 feet or less. And I didn't realize how many houses here in Michigan are smaller than 1,000 fucking feet. That's probably why a lot of people don't have king-size beds.
I guess
But I think another problem that I have is that, I know y'all going to laugh, I got my king-size bed when I was in college.
Really?
Living in family housing.
Okay.
I used to have a water bed, and when I moved on campus with my son and daughter, we lived in a two-bedroom townhouse.
Okay.
And I had them bunk beds. It's called a twin full, so it's a full-size bed on the bottom and a twin on the top. And because my son and daughter, naturally, you don't put your children in the same bed. I had it where my son was on the top because he was the oldest, and my daughter was on the bottom on the full-size bed. And they told me I couldn't have my water bed. But my water bed frame, I was able to lay the boards on top of it, and I just needed a mattress. Well, that was a king-size bed. So even in college, I had a king-size bed, and I've just never gone smaller. And I figure if my king-size bed, it wasn't comfortable. Let's get this clear, y'all. Family housing is not that big.
No.
But I was able to have my king-size bed with it pushed up against the wall and a TV. I think I had a TV in my room. I'm pretty sure I did.
Was it right next to the bed like that, like both squashed in front?
No, it was in front because you opened up my bedroom door, you had the front of my bed, and I had like a dresser there that had a TV on it, and you could walk beside my bed comfortably because that's where my closet was, and I had all my stuff in my closet, and we were very comfortable. So when I say I'm used to a king-size bed, I'm used to a fucking king-size bed. So I figure if I lived in a damn college family housing with a king-size bed with two children, I'd be goddamned if I'm going smaller than if the room can't accommodate my fucking bed and my damn TV.
Hell no. Gotta look elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, we're coming close. So when you guys hear me say I'm going through a transition, I mean, it's a transition. I mean, I know that I will actually have an office at my new home.
That's
because
cool.
even though my son has his own bedroom, he don't fucking live here. So his bedroom is going to be a combination of bedroom and office.
Okay.
So, I mean, he'll still have a bed to come sleep in. But the majority of the time, it will be used as my office. I mean, actually, we're looking for a house that actually has an office space in it. So that's one of the big things we've been looking at. So that, because we both work out of the house a lot. So on top of working at work, we both work out of the house a lot. So I know y'all say, well, y'all got one computer. No, we have two computers. So I have my office space. He has his office space. And we kind of want to have one office that we share, but we have our respective computers because we want to have one printer versus the two printers we've got, and we want to get a wireless hookup so that we can do our work on our computers and still be able to, because I have stuff that I do and he has stuff that he does. And you know, for you people who say, well, a family only needs one computer, a family that is a fucking normal family only needs one computer. Our family needs two fucking computers, about five fucking laptops, three fucking tablets, a few damn cell phones.
The laundry's in the pantry. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
When I lost, you was on the phone with me when you guys were on the show when we lost power. If it were not for me having a fucking laptop, that show would not have went on that night.
Yeah, and it actually went smooth. Which makes no sense. And then last week, that bullshit happened, which is weird.
Yeah. You know, so you figure we have laptops, we have tablets. I mean, I've got a regular tablet and I've got a Google Nexus.
Cool, okay.
And my daughter has a Surface.
Damn. Make sure you got almost everything covered.
know what? I am a fucking gadget person. I'm a gadget person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I go looking for TVs, I'm the cheap bitch who looks for the good TV. So, you know, I'm the one who's going to find the damn 60-inch TV for fucking $300 retail. Because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm getting ready to buy new mattresses. Huh?
Yeah. That's just my way of doing it, you know.
But we're, like, looking for new mattresses. So when you guys hear all my confusion, nothing like having a good-ass sale go on and you say you can't buy shit because you're trying to move. So we need brand new mattresses. We need brand new mattresses for two beds.
Wow.
And I refuse to get mattresses here because I don't want to have them come in, put the mattresses in, and then we turn around and 2 or 3 months later we're moving. Even though people would say that would be convenient. No, I kind of want new house, new mattresses. You know, I don't want to bring some of this shit with me. So it's like, okay. And it's going to be fun because it's going to be interesting, especially when we're in the transition. When we finally find a new place, that's going to be funny with you guys. If y'all think I'm crazy now, wait till we're in transition when I'm between two houses.
Oh, this is going to be
because
fun. Because
I don't know if I'm
going to.
Yeah, because I don't know if I'm going to have cable hooked up at the new house.
Oh,
see,
great.
We haven't figured out how we're going to do it because I'm that person that I got to get in there and I got to paint and I got to clean and everything. So I'm going to have to make sure on Tuesdays that I'm not saying that I'm going to be at the other house because my neighbors don't know I'm moving.
Yeah,
nobody knows we're moving.
Yeah.
So we're going to be funny. So it's like I'm moving 2/3 of the house in my car.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have, on the big day, we're going to have them move the big stuff. Like, I know probably the day before the big move, I will probably be spending the night at the new house because I will probably already have my office set up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my goal is to actually, the day before they actually come and move the big stuff, we're going to have one bedroom already set up. That is our goal. The goal is to have one bedroom pretty much not fully furnished, but we've got new stuff we want. And have that delivered to the new house. And there will be one room that will be almost furnished so that when we actually move, that the movers will not be really moving anything other than our big furniture because I made the decision. Maybe
yeah.
If you listen. This is the decision.
Okay.
I want to move the washer and dryer beforehand. I'm spoiled. I want to move the washer and dryer and the deep freezer before we actually move. And I want to rent like a little U-Haul. So I want to have that move like for a couple of weeks ahead of time because people always move shit out of their house like a little U-Haul. So I want to kind of like get a U-Haul and move the washer and dryers. Well, you heard me say washer and dryers. I want to move one of the washer and dryers over there and the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And everything from the base. I want everything that's in the basement, I want moved over to the new house. And then I want everything in my bedroom moved over to the new house other than the bed and the dresser. Which means the final thing that will be moved will be, like, my TVs, I'm going to let the movers do. Because, see, friends break your shit, friends don't replace it. Movers break your shit, they're fucking insured they replace it.
Exactly. Your friends go, oops, it slipped.
So the big things that the movers will be moving, like, as they said, a bigger furniture. They'll be moving the stove. They'll be moving the refrigerator. They'll be moving all of the bedrooms, you know, with their respective furniture. But as far as, like, the office, like, the computer and all that, they won't be touching that shit. That shit will already be set up and good and going. It'll actually, like I said, if I get my wish, we'll have one bedroom that's not fully set up, but pretty much set up where when the movers come in, I'll be saying, put this here, put this there. And then the other bedrooms, they'll be actually setting up. But, I mean, these movers ain't going to like me because I'm not emptying shit. I'm serious.
No.
I've come to the conclusion, you know, you're going to be fucking taping. You're going to be putting some serious tape on these dressers. I'm not emptying all my shit out the fucking damn dressers. Not happening.
Yeah. I remember you said the movers are going to hate your ass because you're going to leave the shit in the dressers.
Hell yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, it is what it is. So, I got a question for you, Jane.
Go ahead. You can ask me anything. You know that.
You ready for Thursday?
Fuck yeah, yeah. Of course.
Okay, what has our feedback been for Thursday? Because, you know, and I'm saying this because I don't know if you've heard anything, but, you know, we asked everybody if you wanted more than an hour to let us know, and I ain't heard shit.
Yeah, besides being
We know Greg wants more than an hour because the show went, you know, but we need to hear for you guys, we need to hear from you. We really do need to hear from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because right now it's scheduled for an hour. We're going to do an hour. I mean, naturally, if we go over, we'll go over. But if you want two actual true hours, ask Ms. V Sports. And last week, I think we had a ball, and I think this week we've even got more stuff. So I was told I shouldn't be pissed at the Red Wings. I'm pissed at them. The game is actually going on right now as we're on. So I'm not even nowhere near the TV because I was so pissed on Sunday. But another thing, yeah, I was pissed. How the fuck you let the damn goal go? I mean, right between his fucking legs. Looks like a bitch out there. Oh, I was so mad.
Who's winning in the series? Is it tied 1-1? What is it?
It's tied. It's tied. We took away the home field advantage the very first game.
Okay.
We took that away first game.
Oh, okay.
So they've got 3-4 here, and then 5 is back in. It's definitely going to be a game 5. It'll be back in Boston. But, you know,
I'm definitely want Detroit to win now.
Yeah.
I hate Boston.
I watched. Now, I'm going to tell you a game that was, oh, my God, a game that was good on Saturday. I know y'all going to say they're talking about sports already. We still recap it. Y'all ain't going to be listening any damn way. But
hey, you can call in. Hey, you motherfuckers can call in right now and change this right now. 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. Hey, you want to talk about more about that? Kenny, let us know.
But I was watching the Flyers and the Rangers game.
Yeah, by the way,
let me
go back real quick. I'm sorry. Because I know the Rangers were winning 3-1 going in the third period as we speak. Let's see what's going on. Oh, it's 4-1 Rangers in the third with 6:06 and counting. So Rangers have a 3-goal lead, but as we all know, the Rangers like to choke. So let's see what happens in the next 6 minutes. They're in Philadelphia,
you know,
by the way.
6 minutes is really another hour.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. And normally, I wouldn't be rooting for either one of those teams. And y'all going to call, get your pens out, get the tweets ready. Come on, bring it on. I'm ready for this one. Yeah. I'm rooting for Philadelphia because they have a black goalie, and they got a truly guy who looks black on there. I was like, fuck it, he's good. You know? I'm sorry, because there was a conversation. Me and my mom had this conversation a few weeks ago, and she's like, you know, there are no black players in the NHL.
Yeah, a few.
And true enough, the majority of the black players there is, I think, currently 19.
Yeah.
The Red Wings don't have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the black players look white. And all of the black players, except two, are Canadian. Therefore, it makes sense that they fucking play hockey because hockey is a damn Canadian sport. What the hell you expect from a damn Canuck? Seriously.
That's their main sport, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That is their national sport. So, but that Simmons guy, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I was like, damn. And he was out there throwing. I was like, damn, man, he fighting it. Wait a minute. I got to say this. He got all his teeth. You know, hockey fans are known for not having teeth and fucking broken noses.
Hell yeah. Well, it's a very physical sport. Always smashing against the fucking glass every 2 seconds. And not including the stick going into their face or a puck hitting their face, God forbid. You know, shit. I mean, just to think, a long time ago, the goalies didn't have masks on. I remember seeing one picture on Twitter. That's fucking crazy. I seen one picture where the dude looked like he came back from the dead. That's how fucked up he looked in the face, because the puck hitting him in the face and shit like that. Because you might as well get hit by a rock, because that's what a fucking puck is like. Because they make
that
shit cold.
Yeah, and it's frozen.
Yeah, exactly. They make his shit cold so it could glide, because otherwise that shit ain't going to do nothing if you don't have it cold. You understand? Because it'll just stay there. It won't move for shit. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the black dude right now on the fire. There's a little fight going on, actually. No, there is, right by the goal, by the Rangers goal. There's like a little fight that's happening right now, seriously.
So, yeah. I mean, like I said, if I wouldn't have, even been up on that game except that I saw it. And see, he looked black. I mean, he fucking charcoal.
This guy is black. He was part of the fight.
You can't deny he black. Now, the goalie, you could tell he missed. And I actually went and looked up the goalies because I was just like, I looked up the black players because I was like, I got to kind of figure this. And especially, like I said, my mom say things, you know, I love my mom. But sometimes she'll say some shit that I'd be like, let me go check this out. Because I knew that there was fun. I knew Sims was in the NHL from when they threw that damn banana at him a couple of years ago in London.
Really?
So, you know, that was a big major incident, even though it happened in Canada. So my mom thought that he had quit playing. And I was like, oh, no, I think he's still playing. I had to go look it up because my mom was like, that's why black folks don't play hockey. Me, on the other hand, I love hockey. Any sport where you could beat the shit out of somebody for pissing you off, boom.
Yeah.
My mom, on the other hand, she was like, that's too violent. What type of sportsmanship? I was like, hell, I was like, that's their sport. She's like, they're teaching children that it's okay to be violent if you don't get what you want. I said, no, they're not. They're teaching motherfuckers don't do shit to them. Get me out on that damn ice. You know, when they get off that damn ice, they friends. They like, oh, we buddy-buddy. Let's go have a beer. Let's go have a damn Heineken, because most of them damn Canadians, so you got to say Heineken. But,
yeah.
You know.
Molson, eh?
A Molson or a damn Heineken. You know, you can't, don't tell about no fucking Miller with them or no Budweiser, but,
they'd be like,
you know.
What, eh?
They get off the damn ice. You know, they tossing. I was like, you know what better way to let a motherfucker know that you ain't playing? She's like, but that's so violent. They don't do that in other sports. I said, they fight in baseball. Not like they do in hockey.
But
they fight in baseball. I was like, you know, shit, I ain't mad at them. I mean, any damn sport where I could beat your ass and be friends with you afterwards, we good.
Yeah.
I wish sometimes, you know, if they would let some of that shit happen in the workplace, and I'm not condoning workplace violence, y'all. But, you know, sometimes a motherfucker needs to be busted in their mouth.
So,
you know, y'all just need to go in there, duke it out, couple of minutes, really no winner, no loser, and you be like, boom, okay, you good, I'm good, okay, I bet your ass don't fuck with nobody no more. And guess what? You go back doing what you're doing, and y'all say, hey, how you doing? Want to go have a beer? Sure, let's have one. What you drinking? I'm drinking vodka and cranberry. What you drinking? I'm drinking me a Budweiser. Okay, you know, let's go home.
Exactly.
I bet you would have less people. Think about it. Now, I ain't trying to be funny. I love Mad Men. But you look at it, you really didn't see them not getting along because guess what they did? They drank at work. Everybody had to drink at work. They had the bars in their offices.
No, that's cool.
And you look at it, I mean, true enough, back in the damn 60s, alcoholism was allowed. But they had AA back then. You know, they knew when people were drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I look at it, you go into an office and you have, you know, you're not drinking. Well, there was some excessive drinking, but everybody wasn't drinking all the time. You have you a drink and you call it a fucking day.
Exactly.
Wasn't nobody fucking with you.
No.
And guess what? I think they were more productive because I'm telling you, sometimes you need to have a drink at work.
Yeah, some motherfuckers do it during their lunch break.
We did it in the military like that.
Yeah.
You know what? Is that still... Okay, that's what we need to find out. Is it still allowed? When I was in the Navy, if you had a position where you could actually go to lunch, we were allowed to have one cocktail during our lunch if we got a lunch. Do they still do that?
I don't know. I never heard of that shit, to be honest with you.
Do you know about that?
Nah, I don't remember. Remember getting lunch, y'all drinking. Nah, not where I was at. Maybe.
Okay, where I was at, you was allowed.
Yeah, nah.
They didn't go out and They didn't go and broadcast it, but
you knew
you were allowed to have one cocktail during lunch.
Okay. Obviously,
if you were able to leave your
yeah, if you
were
you
able to
leave
your workstation,
yeah, of course. You get to you had to go out.
No, if you had duty.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, and the only reason why I know is because when I was in Okinawa and before I went on to my regular shifts and we were actually able to leave and we would go to the NCO club and they'd be like, yeah, you know that you can have a drink during lunch. I was like, what?
Say what?
Remember, legal drink. Okay, legal drinking age in Okinawa is a military ID. Bitch just turned 19. I wasn't even 20.
Wow.
Shit, that's when I learned about Brass Monkey. That funky monkey.
Yeah.
Easy boy.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard that song. I actually learned how to drink. I actually have people. It's a real drink, Brass Monkey. Well, it used to be. They don't even make Brass Monkey no more. I looked it up. They don't make it no more. No, they don't. But I've had Brass Monkey.
Wow.
And, yes, that's called a get drunk and get fucked drink, you know. Nowadays they have the rape drug. That one was
the
give a bitch. This one, give a bitch some Brass Monkey. She'll give you pussy all day long. So.
Interesting. Yeah, when I was in, I forgot where it was, Crete or some shit like that in Spain, the bar, you could go, if you were 14, you could be at the bar. It's so different over there. We were talking about over 20 years ago, but, you know, over there, you're 14, you could drink. Ain't that some shit?
Well, they were selling beer. Have you ever bought beer out of a vending machine?
Yeah, I seen that. That freaked me out. I was like, oh, shit.
In
like
Japan,
a Coke machine.
Yeah, beer in the vending machine.
That
yep.
shit, I was like, holy
the pearl
shit.
Beer in the vending machine.
Yeah, that shit freaked me out. I was like, wow, this is the coolest place ever.
Real sake. Once you have real sake, you will never, ever want to drink sake here again. I've had real sake. That shit will put hair on your chest. If you never had hair on your chest, one fucking shot of sake, that shit will put hair on your chest. And I will tell you that I cannot speak for mainland Japanese, but Okinawans, they eat barbecue like we do because they have like festivals and stuff. We went to this festival. And all Japanese men are like all black men, it seemed like, except they speak a different language. I kid you not. You had these men sitting around the table, some old Japanese men, and they was passing a bottle around, and they saw us, because Americans go to this stuff, and they called my ex-husband over, and they spoke enough English to ask him if he wanted some sake, and he's like, no, no, no. And it's polite. It's impolite to, like, turn them down. So...
Really?
You try not to be rude, but some things you don't want to do. But they was like, you be okay. And he looked at me. I was like, we ain't got duty for a couple of days. You know, go on. Oh, my God. He drank that sake, and he's like, you got to try this. But I thought he was gonna have a heart attack. And I was like, do I want to try that? He's like, try it. And I was like, I drank that?
Yeah.
That shit, it burns. Real sake, well, you know, that's that rice liquor. You know, they make their liquor with rice over there.
Yeah.
That shit is strong as hell.
How the fuck they do
that? Oh, my God. That shit, real sake. I haven't had, you know what, I have not had sake since then.
Wow.
I kid
you not. So you know you miss it.
No, I don't. You know what?
Really?
Bitch, go to damn Vegas. And I'm sorry for those of y'all who know how much I love to drink. I forgot to get my damn Patron when I was in Vegas. And I know y'all say, what's the difference between Vegas Patron and any other Patron? Vegas Patron is I could walk around drunk. That's what Vegas Patron means. And I had so much stuff going on, I did not go. Normally, I sit at the bar. I normally find a bar where it's a nice little group of people where I can fuck with the husband and wives with my titties hanging out. And I normally order me a couple of shots of Patron. Well, the reason why I do it is because I like to get people interested in AVN. And I figured that if I'm at the hotel at my bar. Damn, that's at the hotel at my bar. The bar at my hotel. And I'm having all my stuff. People will ask you questions. Unlike any other place in Vegas, they'll ask you, are you a performer? And I said, no, I'm here for AVN, you know, and I give them cards, and it's a nice conversation piece. I had people a couple of years ago when I was going through some shit because Verizon decided they wanted to take money out my damn Chase account that they weren't supposed to.
Really?
So they called me when I was like half dressed. I had to run to the bank and everything. I'm so glad I know what to do when I'm around. I could go to any city and find a bank. But I had to, like, get my accounts and stuff. Now, some people were in the hotel I was at. I won't say what hotel, even though I'm not staying there again. Nothing against that hotel. It wasn't what I was used to. And it was a couple of couples on the elevator, and they had seen me, you know. And I was running around with my regular clothes on, with my regular problems. And they saw me at AVN and took pictures with me. They was like, we saw you. We were on the elevator with you. Why we didn't? And it happens to be I had just, like, got through taking pictures with Prince Joshua. We had just did, like, a million pictures in the middle of the court. So I'm walking, and they say, it was like, oh, we thought that was you. We were on the elevator. Oh, my God. We didn't know you were, you know, it was like 5 million miles an hour. And they was like, don't you remember us from the elevator? And I'm like, I was so pissed when I was on that damn elevator. I was seeing red. But naturally, they remember me. So I was like, yeah. I ain't remember shit.
but
see, they knew what hotel. No, I was mad. I was
so mad.
Because, because of them knowing what hotel I was at, you know, I couldn't say, no, I don't remember you, because they saw me at the hotel and they knew what I had on earlier, because they was like, yeah, we saw you. You was fussing about your cell phone and stuff. So I know they knew who the hell I was, because I was bitching about my damn cell phone and having to go to the bank and go to the cell phone place and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I had to turn my rental car back in. That was a stressful morning.
Damn.
It's hard to be fabulous like that.
No. Not fun at all. That's not cool. That's not cool.
But everybody, before we close, before we close out,
yes.
Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter within the next few weeks. I will be posting the booth number for Exotica.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I will be in Chicago. So I will be off my ass, and I will get all my paperwork in, and hopefully I will have the booth that I want, but I will be posting the booth number, and I'm going to try to do something special for you guys.
Okay.
You know, I always try to do something special when we get around Exotica, and I'm going to give y'all one hint. It's going to be a contest.
Okay.
I haven't figured out what type, but it's going to be simple, you know. You ain't got to sign no damn disclaimer for tax purposes or shit, so don't even get your hopes up like that. you know.
ain't that type of prize.
But it'll be something, you know, it'll be something out there. I don't know if I'm going to give away a V's After Dark t-shirt, you know, which these t-shirts are not for sale. So anybody who gets a t-shirt, really is privileged, because I don't sell the t-shirts. They are strictly for people that we give them to. So this is a t-shirt that you cannot buy anywhere.
Mm.
So
where's mine?
It'll probably, you know. where's your damn address at? You know, don't be getting smart now, shit. You know. I mean, hell. Now I get fucking called out. You know, I call the person back out. Where's your damn address at? Shit. All right,
you no know problem. I'll DM that.
See, that
no
was
problem.
Easy. See how easy that was? It was like, damn, okay, next question.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just, I was just wanting to know. Interesting. Is it white? What is it? A white t-shirt? What is it?
No, it's black. I don't. Hell no.
Black. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hell to the no.
Okay.
No. White t-shirts are for people who don't want to spend money. Yeah, I said it. White t-shirts are for motherfuckers who don't want to spend money. So white t-shirts are the cheapest damn t-shirts out there.
That's true.
You will not see. If you see a white fucking V's After Dark t-shirt and it's not a motherfucking tank top that's on my body, because that's the only thing that comes in white that we would do, and then I don't even think we're doing nothing. I didn't like the way they looked. And only did, as a matter of fact, and I only did two of them, and I didn't even do them in white. I did them in purple. So, with that out the way, the only thing you will, there are the original V's After Dark t-shirts before the logo was changed were purple. The new V's After Dark t-shirts are black with the new logo. All
right.
So there's only two. If you see V's After Dark out there or any other color than that,
It's not yours.
And then there's own. No, they're not. And I could be able to tell by the logo anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But also on top of that, there are only three V's after Dark Jacket. There's one hoodie. There's a blue jean jacket that was just done, and another jacket that's getting ready to be done.
Mm.
And these are only V's after Dark Staff half the jacket. So normally, if you are a true V's after Dark Staff member, where you work expos and stuff, then you'll have a jacket. And like I said, right now there's only two or three out there because I switched from the hoodie-type jacket, which was the fleece zip-up jacket, which was kind of, it was all right, but I didn't like it, to we got a good deal on some blue jean jackets, which look better when you're walking around. So, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I thought there's a very interesting aspect, you know, some contest you're going to put together, and I'd be curious to see what it is. That'd be
kind of
cool.
I haven't figured it out, but it'll be announced soon. I actually will be posting it. It'll be something really simple, but I'll probably post it on Facebook because I really want my Facebook fans to interact with this. And there might even be a tier level for prizes. And for anybody who wants to make sure that I get to Chicago, in case y'all wondering, you can always go to GoFundMe.com. Give us, you know, we take all money. As a matter of fact, I will retweet that link to GoFundMe because we still are trying to, you know, it costs to go to these shows. And until you guys start buying a lot of products, I'm calling y'all. Until y'all guys start buying a whole lot of damn products, y'all can help me. If y'all want to continue to hear the radio show and all of our craziness, you can help us.
Definitely.
I'm not asking for your first baby.
Yet.
No, never. I don't want nobody's children. Don't want nobody's children. So y'all, that might be James telling you yet, but Miss V don't want your children.
Nah, no, I don't want no kids either. I was just joking.
Send all children to Yankee Man 1970 on Twitter. That's right.
No.
On Twitter. That is who wants your children.
She is just fucking with y'all. Please do not listen to what she just said. The N to the no.
Yeah, me fucking not yet. There you go. I put that shit out there real quick.
No. No, it's fine.
Would you like to know how to spell Acevedo?
I bet you spun 2 seconds too.
I probably spell it right then.
Yeah, right. And you pronounce it all nice and shit. Thanks a lot.
He will take your firstborn for you.
No. It's okay. No, it's okay. I know all those biblical stories were just shown on in the movies just recently on TV, but I'm not though. No, it's okay. Nah, it's not me. No. I don't want. No. No one of your firstborns. I'm not gonna kill your firstborns. No. It's okay.
Wow.
I take a zero.
Well, now that we've gotten that out the way, that he doesn't want your children.
Exactly.
But he does want your money.
Oh, yeah, I ain't going to lie about that, of course. That's different.
I know y'all said, did this heifer just say that she want our money? Let's, you know what, let me do my little public service announcement real quick because we still got bills to pay.
Go ahead.
You guys have been listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes on Tuesday nights 9 to 11 p.m. I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady, with James Acevedo, Yankee Man 1973 on Twitter.
Yes.
And this show has been brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check us out at toylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. Follow us on Twitter, V's After Dark, VSAFTERDARK. Yes, VS. AFTERDARK. Make sure you check out the Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. There's two pages to like, one page that you can become a friend. I think there's still room for friends. Google Plus, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And believe it or not, we still have MySpace. So,
wow. God.
For, yeah, MySpace is still up.
How is that possible?
Yes, it's still up. Because MySpace has switched over to more music. So for a lot of artists, that's what they're using MySpace for. But all those pages are up. So make sure you follow us. And then make sure you listen on Thursday to Ask Miss V Sports from 8:30 to 9:30 with myself and James. And we will be talking sports, and we got a lot to talk about this week. So you guys got to tune in, because that would be strictly sports. We're this show. We can always incorporate sex into it like I always do. Hit it from the back, hit it from the front, hit it how you want. But remember, you are a sexy V. Mm. And if you don't know what a V is, I know. We've got a lot of guests coming up in the next few weeks, and we're going to be going through a lot of transitions with us having our co-hosts. But we are loving you, you know. So
I'm especially loving it, and I'm very grateful to be your co-host. I'm having a blast, seriously. I'm having a great time.
So we had to pay those bills real quick, because y'all know we are quick to not pay them bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since V's After Dark does pay for this show.
Yeah.
Support V's After Dark. Go buy a toy, please.
Or two or three.
Go ahead. Or four or five.
Let's see.
One toy. And look on the feature page, because actually the V's After Dark page, the V's After Dark website has information about the radio show. There's actually a link to the show on the V's After Dark website. There's also information about whenever I'm making appearances, that's on there. So on the serious side, it's more than just toys. It's information. And you actually get to learn about me. If you go to the About Us page, it actually tells you why I created V's After Dark and why I started it. And it is a passion of mine that I do stick with. So if you really don't know about me and you want to say, well, why does she have V's After Dark? Why should we buy from V's After Dark versus anybody else? Go to the About Us page and read that, and that will tell you why.
Wow.
That's the best way to put it.
Shit, that made me want to go.
Well, I think that when you understand why V's After Dark was created and why I started it, you will understand more why I'm so passionate. You know, I love sex like everybody else, but when you read that, you'll understand why.
Yeah, to me.
And that's the best way I'm going to put it. You guys go read that so you'll understand why I love V's After Dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, it's like eating and breathing. To me, it's, it's part of life. You know, that's how we're here. Shit. I think we got here. Shit. Yeah. Sex. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And to me, it's a normal thing to do, like eating and breathing, you know? But some people think otherwise, but oh, well. Not us.
Well, what are you eating? What are you eating?
Well,
you should know my answer to say
you
something.
You know, eating can be part of sex, too.
If you're going to, again, that's what we talk about, sex, and more sex.
Yes. All day, every day, 24/7, 365, including leap year, which would be 366.
Yep.
There you go. We got
all these. So for everybody who says, what's going on, we're going to close out, but we will talk to you guys actually on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Say bye-bye, Jane.
Bye, everybody. That's been 48 hours. As a matter of fact, yeah, about like 47 hours or so, 46 and a half hours. Yeah, we'll be back to talk sports, and more sports, but also sex will be part of it somehow, some way.
Okay.
Always the way.
You guys,
the will
have a,
way.
You guys
yeah.
have a, I was going to say, you guys have a good evening. We will talk
yes.
to you then.
Yeah, later, everybody. Peace out.
Goes in my ear that tells me. Okay, you there? Hello. Okay. Sunday, good evening.